America.
Welcome to another episode of I Hate Christmas with your host, Niles Abstin. I'm here talking about how much I hate Christmas because guess what? It sucks. I don't care how much fun you have in your family. Just be real with yourself. Christmas is terrible. It's a bad time of year. You're spending money that you don't have, and you actually don't want to give her that gift. That's what it is. But today, we're talking Christmas food and snacks. We're going to have a little Christmas party today. I'm here with an amazing, hilarious guest. You've seen him on everything. This man has been on Wendy's commercials. I had Wendy's today, by the way. Support
shout
my
out,
guy.
Shout out.
Wendy's commercials. You've seen him on TikTok. He's doing his thing. Y'all get it right now for Prance, a.k.a. at Box Top.
Woo. Yeah,
I don't know if we're going to throw in applause there.
If not.
That's not my job. So.
There we go.
Yeah.
Woo. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm excited to be here. It's such a big building. I love those.
Yeah, this is a cool little spot. They usually don't let people like me into places like this.
They let people like me because I sound like I sound like I'd be let in here.
Yeah. You know, the first thing you come in here is you're just talking about your love for Aubrey.
Well, yeah.
Drake Graham.
I think he's the best rapper of all time, and I think he's my father, and I can't, my whole goal of my life is to be successful enough to like meet him one day.
Can we unbook guests? Is that like a thing we can do? Well, like, can we kick people off the podcast? Do we have anybody else lined up that could take this over? That's crazy. I think he's great, but GOAT, that's wild.
He is.
That is, why?
Why is Drake the GOAT? He's the most successful rapper of all time. He makes me cry every time I listen to his music.
Oh my God.
I think that he manages to blend like sensitivity with like a braggadocious nature.
You practice this in the mirror.
No, I didn't.
I say this every time. Oh, I hope he asks me about Drake when we get in there.
I say this every time someone asks me why I think Drake's the GOAT. So I don't practice. I just get a lot of experience saying it. And I stand by every word.
I'm already upset. Yep. This is crazy. Well,
first person shooter mode.
This could kind of be the first person shooter of podcast.
Yeah.
You would definitely have the worst verse. but it's good to have you here, Prance. Do you like Christmas?
I don't like Christmas mainly because it makes me go back home to Florida. And I love my family. I got to fly 6 hours and then I land and I'm in Florida. Yeah. It's like, what's the point of that?
Yeah. Going back, anything that makes you go back to Florida is not a good time. Yeah. That's crazy. Do you like spend like a lot of time down there when you go home for Christmas, or you try to make it like a 1-2 day thing?
The more the less financially dependent I became on my family, the less time I was able to spend there.
You preaching right now. Yeah. You preaching to the choir. I'm from the South as well. I totally understand it. So what kind of is like your relationship to Christmas? Was it like fun as a kid or was there a point where you just kind of grew out of it? Realized Jesus wasn't real anymore, like all that type of shit.
I mean, all of that. When I was younger was just like a time that all of my family's worst secrets would come out.
Oh my God.
So it was like, I was like, oh, I'm going to find out my dad did something horrible like 2 months ago.
Wow.
And so I've always disliked it, but there was one Christmas where we like all stood around in the living room and danced to Where Is the Love by Black Eyed Peas. So I don't know why we did that, but that was like the only good Christmas memory I've ever had.
Why Where Is the Love?
Because we're trying to find where the love was at in this family, dude.
Whose idea was this?
It was definitely my grandma's.
So your grandma was just like, you know who gonna say this family? A bunch of racially ambiguous people in Will I Am.
Yep.
Oh my God.
It didn't work, but she did try.
Wow.
Sweet lady.
What if y'all danced to like Fergie singing the national anthem?
Well, when we listened to this, I was in Nigeria, so we didn't really know what the national anthem was at that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just kind of, we had the Nigerian national anthem, but Fergie didn't sing that one.
Oh.
She could have though.
Could you sing the Nigerian national anthem right now?
Now I remember it, but
fake fan.
It's been a while. I'm Nigerian for clout.
You don't know. Yeah, you just Nigerian for clout. You ain't scam nobody. You ain't an engineer. You don't know the song. I think you just regular black, bro.
I used to be a Nigerian prince, but I had to.
Have you ever been scammed by a Nigerian?
Have I been scammed by a Nigerian? I mean, like, not through an email, but I've definitely sent money to some uncles who like said, oh, they needed it to like put their kids through school, and then like they like used it for, I don't know, like women and like and like alcohol.
That's amazing.
You know, so like that kind of like familial scam.
That's a good uncle. He's just teaching you life is hard.
Do you spend
Christmas with those guys?
No, I spend Christmas exclusively with just like my immediate family because we don't go back. We're not going back to Nigeria for Christmas. That's crazy. Not that's a bad thing, but we got like.
I love how you had to like had to make that.
My bad. Yeah, like oh yeah, because I'm like whoa, this is gonna be used against me in the future. Like he hates Nigeria. No, it's just me and my family have beef.
That's kind of what I'm getting.
Yeah. No, I love Nigeria. I just like you know I have ops there, so I have to like if I go back, it has to be like I have to be like ready. You know.
So, that's funny. So yeah,
I don't know.
What's a question? What's the worst Christmas gift you've ever received, but you cannot say socks?
Okay, so the thing is, pretty much every Christmas gift I've received has been really bad.
Wow!
And I'm going to say this because, like, okay, so I want to preface this by saying I love my mom, right? She's a great woman.
You about to say something crazy.
But she, like, well, basically, like, 3-4 years ago, I talked to her. I was like, hey, I don't want you giving me Christmas gifts anymore because they're a waste of money. You're always buying the wrong thing and I have to return it. And so, but just to answer your question directly, the worst Christmas gift I've ever received was I got like, and this is going to sound like I'm being like a brat, but
oh,
I got,
it already sounds like that.
All right. I got like an Android one time, right? That was the same, if not more expensive than like the iPhone. It was like an old ass iPhone. I was like, hey mom,
yeah,
can I get an iPhone?
Back like, when you could like fake drink beer with
exactly.
iPhone. You wanted to do all that.
Yeah,
you wanted
a lightsaber. All the cool shit. I didn't have very many friends. I was like, this could get me in there.
Oh.
But she bought me an Android that was like more expensive. I was like, this is fucking useless.
Damn.
You know? So that was the worst one. But I appreciate that she bought it. I just, it was a waste of money kind
That's
of.
That's crazy. Your mom had you out here with green tech. She don't love you. Anyway. Do you like giving gifts?
I like to give like money gift cards, like Visa gift cards.
You ain't shit.
because there's so many ways for you to get it wrong. You have to know the person so well. I don't really like know people.
But that's the thing.
That's not, I don't see
you
that
don't really
a,
know people. It's a crazy thing to say.
I don't want to know pretty much anyone except like maybe my mom well enough to like have to like know exactly what they want for Christmas. Well, if I give you money, or okay, I give you like a nice card with a Visa gift card. You buy what you want. Same things, you know.
I mean, that's cool, but you could just do that at any point of the year. Just cash at me $100.
Oh my, okay.
This is Christmas.
Do you give good gifts? Good gifts?
I'm not being interviewed,
okay,
nigga. This
well,
is my show.
All right, fine.
But I do give good gifts, though.
You seem like you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a thoughtful person.
That thoughtful is, you know, you can be thoughtful in different
ways. You wearing a beanie when it's warm outside. You don't think so. I'm just like, bro, so you've never given somebody a gift that made you feel good to give?
No.
Wow.
I think it's cool that people give gifts and receive
to you.
Them. No, I don't see that's the thing is I don't need people to give me gifts.
You did come on here and say every gift I've ever gotten sucks.
Yeah. So I think if we stopped giving each other gifts, we'd save a lot of like drama.
Really?
You know?
So Visa gift cards is
I'm
the
way. A huge Visa gift card fan.
Wow.
Huge Visa gift and cards. Like send like a nice letter, right? Like because I think that's the point, right? Because I'll write very heartfelt letters like, oh, you mean a lot to me, love you, you know, you've really been there for me. But when I have to like start being like, oh, we had this conversation, so they might want, I'm not a big like leaving things up to chance. Visa gift card.
So you be writing letters.
I love to write letters.
Yeah, you do love Drake songs.
Yeah.
Soft ass. All right. Anyway. So we're talking about Christmas food and snacks. When you're with your family, with your friends on Christmas, is there like a particular food you gotta have during the holiday season?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had, every Christmas I've had my mom's jollof rice,
ooh,
which is like incredible. She's like, she snaps on that.
That's like a diaspora war.
Yeah. There's like beef between Nigerians and like Ghanaians
and then,
Kenyans.
Kenyans and then the Caribbean folks.
Yeah.
They don't be fucking with y'all rice.
Yeah.
Either.
I think we have way bigger things to deal with,
isn't that
you
crazy?
Know, than like rice.
Yeah.
But I'll put a stand out and say Nigerian rice is the best.
And you going to stand on that?
I will stand on it because I kind of need to at this point. The fuck out of Nigeria earlier, but so I do. I will stand on it.
So you standing on business.
Standing on business for this one.
Nigerian rice
is the best. Come at
me. Hey, you heard it. Hey, you heard it here.
And if you have a problem with that, come fight Niles about it.
Whoa. I have no skin in the game, bro. I had some Tanzanian cooked rice not too long ago. Yeah. The Ghanaians do their thing. Mm-hmm. Nigerians had some great goat and rice.
It's delicious.
I'm friends with everybody mm-hmm. on this issue. I'm okay. very neutral on the all rice right. as long as you cook it for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I will not be picking a favorite. My favorite is whichever one I'm eating at that
real,
time.
Real.
You know?
Real.
But hey.
Yeah.
You know.
Jollof rice though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what you like eating on Christmas?
Yeah. That's definitely, I don't think I've had a Christmas where I hadn't had jollof rice. It's delicious. So
And that's a dish you can't get that hanging out with your friends on Christmas.
No, because I hang out with a lot of white people sometimes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I know it's tough. I'm trying to, that's why, you know, we're friends. I saw you. I was like, this is going to work out well.
We'll see how long it lasts. I'm still skeptical of you.
But yeah, they're not making jollof.
No, they should not.
And they shouldn't. Yeah, and they shouldn't. Don't do that.
Okay. What else? Is there like another thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my mom makes like these, like, it's like these, well, it's just like a beef stew type deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's just like all these spices. She'll have to go to like the Nigerian store to get them. So I don't really know, like, really know the name, but
okay.
It's like jollof rice, beef stew, and then like chicken. And then she makes coleslaw, which, like, you know, I don't know how people feel about coleslaw. Day to day, I'm like, it's great. Other times, I'm like, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever had.
Okay.
So
Nigerian Christmas sounds lit on the food end.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
I'd put up with that Jesus shit for a little bit for that. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Good for you. That's cool. So you're not really, so you like Christmas stuff, food that's not really like the traditional Christmas American.
I don't even
thing.
Know what. Traditional Christmas American
exactly.
food is. Yeah, I didn't think there was a thing.
Exactly.
Right?
That's why Thanksgiving is a superior holiday.
No, I don't agree with that. Thanksgiving is a boring ass holiday, man.
What? You eat and you get drunk and you watch football.
I do that like pretty much every day I can.
Exactly.
So I.
And now you get to do it on the government.
I have to do it with my family, though.
You don't have to.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, true. I think Christmas is better, though. Christmas is like, because Thanksgiving, you have Friendsgivings, and that's cool, but Christmas,
I don't do Friendsgiving.
You don't do Friendsgiving. Okay. I like Christmas because it's like, it's just the holiday, you know? Like, people aren't making, like, Hallmark movies about Thanksgiving. I guess they are. Actually.
They should.
No, Christmas is like, you have Santa, he's coming down the chimney, it's kind of weird, and then you're with your family, and, like, you're eating, like, not turkey, because I don't really like turkey, or gravy. So that's,
really?
I think, my thing. I don't really like Thanksgiving food, for the most part.
I don't like you, Prance.
That's, okay.
So did you believe in Santa?
I did believe in Santa. I found out that Santa wasn't real because my dad fucked up. The specifics are blurry, but I think he just like, him and my mom had been like keeping Santa's existence or lack of from us. But I think one Christmas, like, she was not going to help him do that because he like was like fucking up. And then he like, we saw our Christmas gifts, like, when we shouldn't have, and it was, like, 3 or 4 days, and I was like, those are wrapped, those are definitely for us, or you have a secret family.
Whoa.
You know, but I guess he didn't, but yeah, so then I was like, Santa isn't real, I see our fucking gifts right there, and then we got them a couple of days later. I was like, Dad, the jig is up, dude. This is just you.
That's
just
crazy.
You.
Yeah, my parents never let me believe in Santa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were like, it's Jesus.
It's Jesus, okay.
Well, you know what Santa is based off of, right?
No, I don't. Is it Jesus?
So I gotta break it down for you. So down south,
yeah,
there was a big plantation called the North Pole.
What?
Yes, bro. There was a huge plantation.
It's a slavery thing?
Yes, bro.
What the fuck?
And so Santa Claus is derived from this slave master, and he had a lot of slaves that were like short. That's where the L
is. You're fucking making, you're making this shit up. Okay. All right.
Totally making that up.
Yeah. I was like, okay. The slaves were short.
I'm going to keep telling people that shit.
He's just like a slave master that just had a bunch of short slaves. Yeah. He was just picking out the short ones.
That's what it came from.
Okay. Well, that's not it.
Yeah. So whenever somebody's like, Niles, why don't you like Christmas?
That's the like it's a slave thing.
And then usually they go and Google it. And then they come back and like, yo, what the fuck? So that's me. That's what I do. I try to, I don't know. I don't like to ruin Christmas for people.
Yeah.
But I definitely like to make you think about something. You know what I'm saying?
I get that. Yeah. I get that.
So we have some Christmas snacks provided by our wonderful producers here today at Earwolf. And We're gonna rate and review them.
Okay.
Is that cool with you? We're gonna have like a little Christmas party.
Let's get it.
Like back in school, like Ray would have the little Christmas parties and everybody would bring the little shitty snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna try these out. And if you do like any of these, defend them.
Okay.
You know, if you like it, let me know. Then we'll reevaluate. Mm. All right. So let's get into these snacks. First off, what do you want to start off with? We got a lot of things here today.
Well, I think I'm going to hate the fruitcake, so I kind of want to get that out of the way.
You want to do the fruitcake first?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know. A food that's also used as a slur, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I really am going to like this.
Okay.
You don't remember the Titans?
No, I
remember they would call them fruitcake?
Yeah, no, I remember.
Oh, my God.
It just is so...
I've never had fruitcake before, have you?
I've had it like once.
Is it legitimately like a cake and it just has fruit smashed into it?
It's bad. Just try it.
Who came up with this idea?
Just like depressed, probably depressed moms.
You had to be sad to put this together. Like, well, all I have in the refrigerator is this. I'm just going to smash it together.
Yeah. All right. It smells bad.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, just bad. Yeah, like always. Yeah,
that's going to get a negative
five.
Yeah,
it's like a zero for sure.
Honestly, if I told you the slavery theory and then gave you some fruitcake, you'd be like, I think you're kind of right.
Yeah, like, I get it.
That's terrible. Yeah. Wow. That is...
Fruitcake zero.
I feel like Earwolf wants me dead by giving me that. That's gross.
That's bad.
So we're saying no on fruitcake.
Fruitcake's a zero.
If you are a fruitcake lover and you're listening to this, get some help. let's see, what are we going to do next?
You pick the next one.
I've actually never had a gingerbread man before.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never had one of these.
Typically, I find them delicious.
Oh, my gingerbread man's head fell off.
Yeah, same.
What, do I eat like his body? Is it like a communion thing? Like, this is the body of
ginger Jesus.
Gingerbread
Jesus.
Dang, that's what they should do. They should make gingerbread Jesus.
Gingerbread Jesus.
And that's what you should do communion on Christmas at church.
Jeez.
And then also serve free wine so we can get through this bullshit.
Free wine at church.
I'm gonna eat his left foot. I'm gonna get his nigga diabetes.
Okay. Okay, so the thing is, it's not like, it's just kind of hard to eat, and like, it's very mediocre tasting, but it's not the worst thing ever.
I'm confused. Do y'all hate me? Is that why you bought this? That tasted really, really bad. Because it's just like, I don't want a food that's like hard to get through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like a hard journey to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good lifelong lesson at the end of this journey, like a Judd Apatow movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't worth this.
Yeah, it's very mediocre
like,
tasting.
Eating this almost took as long as a Judd Apatow movie. Like, that was too much. That was too much. So, no on the gingerbread man.
You have like a 2 out of 10.
I don't even think I would give it a 2. I didn't have any of the icing, though.
That's the only, like, decent part, I think. It's, like, a little better with the icing, right? You can kind of taste that. It's, like, not the worst thing.
I mean, I feel like I lost parts of my teeth.
Yeah. That's it's.
That was, that was garbage. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, no on the gingerbread man.
Yeah.
No on the fruitcake. I'm sorry, guys. This is bad.
Yeah.
Christmas is stupid.
Christmas.
Let's see. What should we do next?
Is this fudge? This brown thing?
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
It's fudge?
I think it looks like it might be.
Okay.
If it's some sort of chocolate thing.
Okay.
I'll probably be a fan.
You like chocolate?
Do I?
Sorry. That was
sorry.
Weird.
I'm sorry.
You got too many white friends to say that. That was crazy. Okay, we got some news that what we just tried was a peppermint cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at it.
No, pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm not going to say pretty good.
Okay, well.
You've been a little too trusting and positive.
I'm not even, I think you
that's
just
that
are
to,
jaded.
That's that listening to Drake shit.
You're just
you
jaded
just that.
Because it's that was good. That was like a 7.
It was
seven
cool. Like if, I mean, it just felt like eating a peppermint that was dipped in chocolate.
Which is delicious.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
It was fine.
7 out of 10.
I'll give it a 6.
Okay, well.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm not mad
definitely
at
the best thing we've had.
If y'all, yeah, if you want to have peppermint dark chocolate cookies at your Christmas party, I won't be in attendance, but people will like it.
People.
All right, what else we got?
I'll be there.
Let's see. What is this? Is this shortbread?
Oh.
Why is it called shortbread?
I
feel like it probably has a really bad connotation.
Yeah, it's probably pretty
so I'm
offensive.
Not, I'm not going to look
We're
that
gonna
up.
Do bits about
yeah.
it.
No. It just tastes like an off-brand animal cracker to me.
It's better than Animal Crackers.
You crazy.
No,
don't ever do
it's
that.
Definitely better.
Don't ever disrespect
Animal Crackers.
Crackers
are
like
bad. Actually, Animal Crackers are bad.
Excuse me.
Gonna be honest with
man,
you.
Man, get the fuck out of my
studio. It's a bad,
bro.
It tastes bad.
Don't ever disrespect Animal Crackers.
These are definitely better. Shortbread, it's better.
My favorite crackers go Clint Eastwood.
Oh my God. what the fuck? Jesus.
Animal.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop. Shout out to the Eastwood family. You make good westerns, but I know you say the N word. You want to try a beverage?
Oh yeah.
You want to do a beverage?
Yeah.
So we got two classic Christmas beverages here. What should we go with first?
Well, you've never had eggnog, so I think we should
I've never
try
had
that.
Eggnog.
We should try that first.
I'm cool. I've never had eggnog.
And
before.
This is eggnog without alcohol.
Yeah, we didn't have a liquor budget on this one.
Ooh.
So this eggnog does not have liquor in it, but
it
I am
looks
drink
bad,
it.
Right? It doesn't even look. It like looks.
It looks like something that would be served at a hospital.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a little to you. Yeah.
Cheers to our budding friendship.
Right. Now, I've never drank mayonnaise before, but that's what that tasted
yeah,
like.
That was
it
right.
Tasted like I was drinking mayonnaise
yeah.
that's trying to be like a pastry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You.
It's like almost a taste, like almost like a something.
You monsters drink this every holiday?
Well, they put alcohol in it. I think the weirdos are the ones who just drink it straight up, because that's like...
There have to be people who drink
it
straight
up. No, there
are,
yeah.
Because I've been to like Christmas dinners where it was like a very like Christian family type yeah. thing, and like the other family was drinking this shit.
That's insane.
You give this to your children?
This is crazy.
You don't care about your children. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah,
I guess I could get through it if I was drunk.
Yeah, but that's the thing is you put
which
alcohol is, in it, it's
which
like
that's
fine.
Like most
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
If I drink, I can get through it.
Right. We can talk about that after.
Yeah, that's a problem. I need therapy. Let's see.
Eggnog 1 out of 10.
Yeah, I can't even.
Go, yeah.
I can't even put the eggnog on the thing. That's crazy. Y'all drink. Oh wow. Let's see. What's next? Candy cane. Should we try the candy cane?
It's like a pathetic excuse for a sweet man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like
I hate them.
It's like one of those things where it's like. Should this even really be categorized as candy?
Yeah, I'm going to embarrass myself.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't put this in the same category as Skittles. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's the worst candy, like, I think that exists, to be honest. Like, it's not. I don't understand why this is, like, so famous. It's bad. And it gets stuck in your teeth?
Yeah, man. I mean, a lot of these boil down to, y'all got to stop letting white people make the rules.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, candy cane, that shouldn't be eaten.
Yeah.
It's just... They basically said, let's make a peppermint
mm-hmm.
and let's stretch it out.
Let's stretch it out.
And give it to children.
Make it look like an umbrella.
Right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just supposed to, like, put that in your mouth for, like, make your breath better.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
So it's a mint.
It's,
but now you're trying to turn it into something.
Yeah.
And it's not working.
And you always get them. You always get them.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Why wouldn't you pass that shit out? You don't want that
exactly.
at your house.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
Yeah.
You take it. You know?
That's horrible.
I guess... A snack that make your breath smell good, I'm not mad at it.
The thing is, like, and like the concept
people,
sounds good.
A lot of people need
it. A lot
that.
Of people need it. The concept sounds good, but it's just, it's also a kind of just weird shape and like hard. It's like they made it that you designed not for you to eat. Because like, does it curve right here?
Yeah, that's...
Like, it doesn't make sense.
That is weird. I remember when I was a kid, they would teach us that it was shaped like a J for Jesus.
Okay, so you were... The religious indoctrination for you was endless. That's crazy.
Why do you think I hate
That's
this shit?
That's insane.
Yeah, bro.
J for Jesus.
Yeah, man. This is bro, I am recovering from cult activity. That is what we call this. But yeah, they say it'd be like a J for Jesus. And I was like, okay, well, I don't want this shit even more.
In my mouth, yeah.
Like, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I guess if you know a lot of people with bad smelling breath, this is like a good thing to bring to the party.
Good Christmas gift.
And also, if... Too many people pass you a candy cane, it's probably saying something about you.
Yeah. Gotta use some better toothpaste.
And then we got some like, are these like chocolate candies?
Oh, I love these, I think.
You love them?
Yeah, these are fire, if I remember correctly.
All right. Well, you said they're fire.
So. When I was like a really chubby kid, I would just like bite into them initially.
You would bite through the paper?
And then why would you use
it? You are definitely from Florida, bro. Wait,
I bite through the paper and then like you'd unwrap it after.
That's some Florida ass shit. Well, yeah, I just needed the chocolate so bad. I just bit through the paper.
Well, see, because it's harder to. Whoa, how'd you do that?
Because I'm a civilized human being.
Well, just
Prince.
Don't make. Look, I'm from Florida. Show me how to do it.
You over there on your Florida man shit.
Oh, see. Oh, perfect. Okay, I got it. Nice. This is so much easier. Damn. I should have been doing this.
Yeah, you should have just like opened the candy.
That's biting through
wild.
It faster.
So you just bit through the paper back in the day?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
But now you eating paper and chocolate at the same time, Prince.
You spit the paper out, oh, Niles. Be an adult.
Listeners, I'm so sorry for bringing this person on this thing. We forgot to vet that he was from Florida. Earwolf, that's questions we got to start asking people first. Is, are you from the state of Florida? And if yes, you are not allowed in the SiriusXM studios. That is crazy. All right, I'm about to eat the chocolate. Yeah, man, I could see Willy Wonka killing a child over there. That's cool.
That's great.
I'm not mad at it.
That's great.
I'm not mad at it. I think I would rank that as number one.
Oh, yeah, easily with all the things we had.
Just the simple chocolate. I'm a simple guy.
Yeah.
I'd put the chocolate first. Oh, then we have this, like, little holiday calendar thing.
Ooh.
That has chocolate in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can't officially give first place out until we...
Yeah. Is this also chocolate?
I imagine so.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to just bite through the paper and find
out.
Yeah,
I mean, don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. It's been a while, but.
All right. What's your favorite day in December?
Favorite day, December 25th, okay. Christmas.
All right. Well, there's no Christmas one. The last one is on Christmas Eve.
Why would that? Well, that just seems like bad planning.
Yeah. Seems well, like, I imagine they're saying, like, you eat these all through the month, and then on Christmas, you're going to eat a lot of stuff already.
It just seems like it just doesn't have an ending, you know? It's like...
It does have an ending. December 24th.
Nah, it's the wrong ending.
All right.
Should end on the 25th.
All right. I'm going to give you Christmas Eve. What's Christmas Eve like with your family? Do y'all, like, open, like, one gift or anything like that?
Well, so, like I said, we stopped giving each other gifts. So, Christmas Eve is more so just thank you. Christmas... Ooh, this looks cool. It's like Black Santa. Nice. Diversity. Very cool.
That's not Black Santa, Prance. It's just chocolate that's brown. You racist, bro. This man said, ooh, Black Santa. It's just chocolate. It's white Santa in chocolate form. There's literally, you can't see this, but white Santa is on the thing. And he said, ooh, Black Santa. No. It's just chocolate.
Well, Black Santa is delicious. Oh, so
that's crazy.
That was good.
I'm going to do December 11th.
Oh, why December 11th? It's like...
I don't know. Just think it's a cool day.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. I can't tell what this is.
Are they all Black Santa or white chocolate? Sorry, white Santa that's chocolate flavored.
I think this is like a puppy in a Christmas hat.
Oh, nice.
But the artist did not do a good job. Trader Joe's, hire better people. A tart.
Oh, I guess they're okay. So there's different kinds of flavors in there.
I'm not.
Mine's
got a lot. It's got a lot of peanut in it.
Oh yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
The peanut's like really dominating the chocolate.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Why do I sound like Gordon Ramsay right now? Don't ever give me a platform.
Dominating chocolate.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the little chocolate candies and the peppermint chocolate number one. But we have one more thing we're gonna try.
Oh yeah.
And this is something I have never heard of before. It's called Winter Wassail Punch. Am I saying that correctly? Do you know the origin of Winter Wassail Punch?
Yeah, I think it's Salem, Massachusetts. That when they were burning all the witches, you know, unfairly, because those were just women living their lives. But that Christmas, they were like, oh, we don't have enough women to like hang out with us anymore. And so they came up with Winter Wassail Punch to attract women from neighboring towns to come hang out with them.
So this is a drink that lures women for Christmas.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, you definitely listen to Drake, bro. That is something Drake would say. All right, I'm gonna take a taste. Well, they definitely had no holes that year because that shit is terrible. That shit is nasty. I hope they never felt the warmth of a woman for the rest of their lives.
I don't hate it.
You like it?
I don't like it. I don't hate it, though. I could see
That is not good, dude.
It's sort of like tea.
But it's supposed to be punch.
Well, yeah, so it fails at that. But if it was like a fancy tea or like a cold tea that like you got at like Disney World, I could see that. Right?
I hate it.
Okay, well.
I think it's terrible.
I think.
I mean, it's like, it's better than the eggnog,
yes,
of course. Yes,
okay, at the very least, yeah.
But do people put liquor in that too?
I think it's like a.
People probably put liquor in anything, to be honest.
Like a wine, like a mulled wine.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because if this was warm, I could see, like, yeah, it does seem like mulled
wine.
You have
an interesting taste palette.
You know what? I'm just a guy who loves to love.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Who booked this guy, bro? The people at Earwolf, we're going to have a talk. We got to start vetting people. I don't know. I don't know what this guy is talking about.
I'm going to eat this last chocolate if you
don't
mind.
Yeah, do your thing.
Sick.
You sure you don't want to bite through the paper?
No. I live in LA now. I'm sophisticated.
Oh, so like, is that like a thing? People from Florida, they moved to LA and now they're like, I'm going to do better.
Mm. No, not really.
Yeah,
we kind of stay the same, but
I can tell.
I'm trying to make changes because people don't like bringing me places, so I like to.
Yeah, I feel very embarrassed, like, inviting you here.
Don't say that.
From your behavior.
Well. Making me feel bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we should have had rum for this eggnog. So, Prince, do you have any funny Florida Christmas stories?
Well, it's a little depressing, but it can kind of be funny.
Okay.
So, Christmas was how I got my first eating disorder. So,
that's an interesting start. All right, keep going.
So, like I said, my mom like makes really good food on Christmas, right? So one Christmas, I was in high school. It was 2016. Yeah. And I was tearing it up, right? I ate so much food. And I was like, oh, let me like be quirky and just like weigh myself right after eating, right? Huge mistake, right? Because the number that came back was like way bigger than I, because I hadn't weighed myself in like months or maybe like a year. The number that came back was crazy. I was like, whoa. And then.
You ate that much rice?
Well, I just like, it was something that was building, but it was nice because that Christmas, there was like, I was like happy with how I looked and then I suddenly wasn't.
Aww.
And so that, it's okay though, because. Well, I don't know if it's okay, but that's like what, you know, that's what it did. And now, every Christmas, I'm reminded, I'm like, yeah.
Okay. So, like, what? So, what are you trying to say? Like, the love and power of Jesus Christ got you through that? Like,
No. Oh, there was sorry. I didn't know it had to have a happy ending. I just was saying, like, it just kind of was like, it was just an interesting Christmas because it was like, oh, shit, body dysmorphia.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have too many positive feelings about Christmas, but, you know, you said funny, and I was like, well, this is kind of just depressing. But depressing and funny are close enough most of the time.
I
told you, me dancing to Where Is the Love, you should have asked that question for that one.
Yeah,
that was
hilarious.
That was, yeah.
This last story, that made me sad.
Hey, don't, hey.
Now I'm going to go home and weigh myself after eating
don't
all these Christmas
that.
Snacks.
You should love yourself.
I'm going to love myself.
I don't, but you should love yourself.
Is that what Christmas is all about?
Loving yourself and loving others.
Yeah, others they can, others can wait in line, but you know. So, is there anything now that you look forward to as an adult with Christmas? Do you like the season? Do you like the energy around the holiday?
Well, I mean, that's the thing about being from Florida is we don't have seasons,
right?
So, like, Christmas is just like really. It's just like really hot, but everyone's wearing colder shit because they're like, oh, we got to get in the mood.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's 93 degrees. Why are we wearing a jacket? I know I'm saying that while wearing like a beanie and it's like 75 outside, but that's just the Florida in me.
Right. Okay. Do y'all do like a lot of the Christmas lights and y'all drive around with the lights?
We drive around, yeah. We love driving around and going to like the rich neighborhoods and like,
yeah.
And like just looking at their houses and like being like, oh my gosh, what if like, you know, if we benefited from like white supremacy?
I know. Isn't it crazy? Like,
that'd be sick.
We used to do that in high school and it was just really just an excuse to like ride around and smoke weed.
Mm.
And so like we would just like smoke a bunch of weed and like ride around and like.
In Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
And go see all the houses. and like the rich families, they would have like fake snow and
it's
stuff.
It's crazy. It's impressive.
Yeah, it's like a whole production.
It's kind
of
cool. Yeah.
And so I remember one time we were kind of like out in the middle of nowhere, and we like walked up on this one house, and they had like a whole like nativity scene.
Ooh,
like they had the whole thing, and like I'm not talking like small miniature like. It was big.
Yeah.
Like they had the whole thing. Like the Jesus, the baby Jesus was like
all of the whole thing. Oh.
It was like a real like awesome. Baby. Like it was like the size of a baby in the
thing.
They
got a baby.
And so like we walked up on it and like, you know how like you have the animals in the mm-hmm. stable and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And so we walk up, there's a real deer.
What?
Like hiding amongst the animals in the nativity scene.
That's terrifying.
But we didn't know. We thought it was part of the thing. So we walk up. And then this deer just starts sprinting towards like the car and us, and we just all start screaming. I dropped the weed. I was so mad, bro. It was you definitely
dropped,
jarring.
Yeah, you dropped. It must have been serious because for you to drop the weed, that's
for me to drop the weed is crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel like there would like the world would end, and you'd still be holding on to that blunt.
Exactly. But yeah, it was wild. Like to this day, I can't look at a nativity scene without thinking of a wild deer sprinting towards us.
Deer PTSD.
It was it's a real thing. It's a real thing, bro.
You party of one.
Yeah, well, real. I imagine there's going to be people to listen to this and be like, I know exactly what he's talking about. I also have deer PTSD.
Yeah.
PTSD. Deer.
Oh. Now you're sounding like me.
Hey, you rub it off of me.
Yeah.
You rub it off
Don't let it happen. I don't want to be like this.
Now I'm going to be listening to Drake on the way home. That sucks.
Oh, yeah. We could listen to it together, too, if you want. I'm just saying.
I don't
want to
do that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Are you going home to Florida for this Christmas?
I'm going home to Florida for this Christmas. I'm excited.
I feel like you have like a new, you have a better attitude about going.
Yeah, I mean, I just like, when I used to go back to Florida for Christmas, I'd be like, I want to kill myself, right? But... You know, but now I typically want to kill myself most of the time, so it doesn't really make things any, like, more interesting. So I've decided to reframe my thinking as just getting to see my mom and my younger brothers.
That's good.
So it's nicer.
That's a good... I hope y'all are taking these gems.
Yeah.
Prance is in here dropping some very good gems. And he also should probably see a... He should also probably see a professional.
Hey.
But hey, that's... We all should.
Insurance.
That's good. You don't have insurance?
No, not a chance. Not a chance.
Damn.
Yeah, it's tough.
You need to do better, bro.
What the American government needs to do better. Why is that my fault?
Hey, man, I have insurance.
Well, congratulations, Niles. Congratulations on the money, dude, I guess.
I mean, I would say money, but I have insurance.
All right. Well, if you, while you're bragging about it, bragging on someone who's uninsured. You hey, flexing your insurance on me?
As part of the Republican Party,
okay,
that's what we do.
That's what you do. I know they're looking for a new Clarence Thomas, and dude, I can see that role for you.
Bro. This has nothing to do with Christmas, but every day when I look at my bank account, I'm like, I'm just 2 hours away from pulling a Candace Owens.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like,
the bag is there.
I could be the new mascot.
The bag is there.
But then I'd have to like Christmas, and then I'm like, nah, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Christmas is very much part of like Republican identity.
Yeah.
Like, you have to.
It's
like non-negotiable.
And immigrant culture, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Immigrant, I mean, I don't know. Nigeria, like, goes crazy for Christmas, I will say. It's, like, the only holiday that matters. And I think immigrants in general, especially ones from, like, nations that, like, you know, had, like, Christian, like...
Yeah,
you know,
very religious.
Yeah, so, like, they go hard. Because we don't have Thanksgiving.
Because, like, you're... Like, this is a thing in my hometown. I don't know if this is... when the Starbucks cups said, like, Merry Xmas on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the, like, Christian people were like, oh, I want my name on my cup to be Merry Christmas,
yeah,
so you have to say it.
Say it's,
I was like, it's that serious, bro?
Oh, my gosh. It's the most whiny shit
it's
ever.
Just put the Chevy Chase movie on and shut up.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
It's like, it'll be fine. There's no war on Christmas.
That's what it was called.
The war on Christmas.
War on Christmas. But then if you bring up the war on drugs to these people, they're like, what's that?
That's that, yeah. We won the war on drugs, though.
We did?
I think so. Okay. Somewhat.
If you live like in Portland or something, because you know, like everything is legal out there.
Yeah, no, it's a great place. Everyone's super annoying though in Portland.
Yeah.
Shout out to Portland.
They're really sweet people though.
Annoying as hell.
Food's good.
Is it?
Yeah, food's really good.
The food in Portland is good.
Yes.
That is such a surprising thing to
hear. I was
hear.
Like very surprised. But the food in Portland is amazing.
White people go crazy up there, huh?
No, like they can, I did a joke when I was there and I was like, Portland and Louisiana are like the two places for some reason. White people can just cook their ass off.
Whoa.
Yes, bro.
I'm going to pull up. Because I was going to go because all, like, you know, the, like, alt-bisexual woman. But now I have, like, a better reason to go.
I mean, they're great, too.
For real.
Yeah, they're awesome. I've definitely seen what the best Portland has to offer. It's,
hey, okay, this is a family episode, Niles.
Talking about the food. Oh, okay. What are you talking about?
My bad, of course. This guy.
I don't... Sorry. I think that your time in Florida has really... It's really done a number on you, my
dude,
good sir.
Dude, I have such bad social, like, understanding of cues sometimes.
I know, there's a whole room of people that have realized that today. And they're having a good time, though.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know. Is there, like, a dish you make on Christmas, or are you just, like, a lazy...
No, I don't cook. It's not a laziness thing. I just feel like my role is a man. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Dear God, I am kidding. I'm kidding so hard right now. I'm kidding. No, I tried to cook like a couple Christmases, but then my mom would get like really overbearing because she's like worried I'd burn something down. She was right, like about worrying.
Yeah.
So now I just kind of like, I bring my winning personality. So I don't cook. Do you cook?
I can.
But you don't.
I mean, usually I'm not needed.
That's how I feel too.
My family's really good, so mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like, I'm gonna let y'all rock, you know?
Right?
But I messed up, and I cooked some yams,
ooh.
And then word got back to my family that they were really good.
Oh, so now you're gonna make yams this
year? Yeah, I'm low key on auntie status right now.
Oh hell yeah!
In the kitchen,
that's gonna be awesome. But
I just don't like people knowing I can cook.
Yeah,
because I don't want them to expect me to like bring them something.
Real.
So that's why I don't do it.
But you like talk about being good at cooking when it comes to like dating, right? Because that's like a big
no song. I'd never bring it up,
really.
I like to see how long we're gonna hang out to see if it'll come up as like a surprise.
Ooh.
And then like one day I'll be like, hey, can I cook this for you?
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And then, you know,
I say every positive quality I have within the first like 10 minutes of meeting.
You're one of those.
Well, I don't want them to leave, and if I don't say it quickly enough they might. So
you're not a big second date guy, are
no,
you?
No, not really. Not really. But we're having great first dates.
Yeah.
And then I have a lot of friends that watch my stories now. So.
Oh, so they like stay following you?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, they're just like, oh, I think we should like not see each other. I'm like, that's awesome.
That's crazy. I don't ever follow somebody on social media after the first link.
Really?
No.
That's like half of my following.
Really?
It's so many people.
Is that how you blew up?
No, that's not half of the people. This is half the people I follow. Just every time I talk to someone new, I'm like, please don't look at my phone. It's just Hinge dates.
So it's just bad Hinge dates is who you follow?
But shout out to them, though. I appreciate y'all.
And honestly, they should run because you're not going to get them any good Christmas gifts.
No, you're right. No.
They're just going to give Visa gift cards.
And they can buy what they want with them. I'm a guy. I gave you a lot of options.
I feel like you're a guy that doesn't have a lot of options. And with that, this has been another episode of How I Hate Christmas. Prance, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I think we had a really good time trying out these awful, terrible white supremacist Christmas snacks. And it really did a number on my taste buds. I need something to like really fix my palate after this episode. But Prance, I feel like the listeners learned a lot about you today. I feel like they won't hold the Florida thing against you.
Thank you.
Have my thoughts on Christmas snacks changed? No. They're mostly very bad and don't really have any flavor. As anything in this world where I can say that about any industry or anything, stick with the chocolate. That's what I have to say about that. Christmas snacks suck. Anything you want to plug?
Follow me on TikTok at BOCXTOP. Follow me on Instagram at BOCXTOP. On Twitter /X, BOC on YouTube at the same at. And also, I do comedy in New York and LA all the time.
Very funny comedian.
And also, like, if you just happen to, like, run a TV show and you, like, want a really weird guy to, like, be in your writer's room or act on it, I know there's not too many of those. Just kidding. But I would love to be the one you pick. So get at me. Row. You can ignore the like round.
No, we're producers, keep that in. You'll never work in this town. That was another episode of I Hate Christmas. Thank y'all so much. I'm your host, Niles Abstin. I'm not plugging anything. Y'all know who I am. See you later. Bye. I Hate Christmas is produced by me, Niles Abstin, and Earwolf, with producers Matt Apodaca and Anita Flores. Engineering by Alex Gonzalez.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelot, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquees Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.